Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe and I am pretty sure your English is going to improve today. What is the title of today's lesson? Well, we have The Clothing of the Future is Here. Now imagine clothing that can block the sun. Okay, so what sections do we have to look at in our lesson today? Well, one is called clothing that blocks the sun. We also have clothing that is anti-static. And also, we're going to take a look at some concerns. I know you have your magazine open. Are you ready? Okay, let's begin.
The clothing of the future is here. Nanoparticles that block the sun. Nanoparticles of sun-blocking chemicals, when added to fabric, protect it from the sun. The tiny particles scatter the sun's ultraviolet rays, so the person and the garment are safe from the sun. Anti-static particles. Static electricity can cause clothes to cling, but adding nanoparticles that conduct electricity to the material can prevent static. Nanotechnology is giving clothing manufacturers a whole new world of fabrics to work with, resulting in high-tech clothing that previously was found only in science fiction. Some speculate that as more companies use nano-enhanced material, clothing will never be the same again.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 clean 这个动词。clean 是指附着或者是紧贴。注意它的过去式还有过去分词都是 clung, C-L-U-N-G。如果要说明附着或紧贴什么的话是用 to 或者 onto 这两个介系词。例如 we got all wet in the rain and our clothes clung to us。我们在雨中被淋得湿透了衣服都粘在身上。clean 也指抓住不放。例如 the politician clung to the power and money behind his position. 这名政客紧抓住他职位后所代表的权力与金钱不放。继续我们看的是 speculate 这个动词 S-P-E-C 这个字根有看的意思。所以 speculate 有思索或推测的意思。例如 many reporters speculated that the resignation of the mayor was forced.许多记者都预测市长的辞职是被强迫的。它的名词是 speculation, S-P-E-C-U-L-A-T-I-O-N, 是一个不可数名词。例如 there's a lot of speculation about the change in cabinet members, 有不少内阁成员改组的预测之声。
I really like this idea because often whenever I go out,people tell me that I should put on sunscreen or sunblock, but if I have these kinds of nano-enhanced clothing, then I wouldn't have to do that. They would block the sun's rays for me.
That's right. I mean, sometimes it is a little frustrating when you're wearing a light shirt, and somehow or other, the sun rays are actually they're able to go through the shirt.And burn you anyway. Has that ever happened to you?
Well, you know, I don't usually think of it. I usually just think that my clothes are just going to block the sun's rays. But I have heard that. I have heard that actually UV rays can go through clothing and harm your skin. So even if you have sunblock on your forearms or on your face, your clothing is not necessarily blocking the rays from the rest of your body.
Exactly. Well, here in our lesson, we're talking aboutNanoparticles that block the sun. Nanoparticles of sun-blocking chemicals, when added to fabric, protect it from the sun. And I do agree with you, Gabe. I think this sounds like a wonderful idea.
That's right, and we see here how this happens, right? The tiny particles scatter the sun's ultraviolet rays, also known as UV rays, so the person and the garment are safe from the sun. Okay, so it's not just protecting you from the sun, it's also protecting your garment, or in other words, your clothing from the bad effects of the sun.
Well, Well, here we see anti-static particles. Sometimes people say anti-static, but it's actually pronounced anti-static particles. And then we read, static electricity can cause clothes to cling, but adding nanoparticles that conduct electricity to the material can prevent static. I mean, has that ever happened to you, Gabe, where you had a scarf or a piece of clothing and it just kind of clung to you or clinging to you?
Yeah, exactly, especially in dry weather, right? Mm-hmm. Actually, I kind of like the idea of static electricity. Maybe if you've ever been in dry weather and you take a balloon and you rub it against your hair really quickly and then you pull it away from your head a little bit, you'll notice that your hair stands up and kind of clings to that balloon in a way. So, actually, that is a result of static electricity.
Right. So, static electricity is just the charge that collects, especially on the surfaces of certain objects.
Yeah, and it's kind of fun, I mean, to kind of play around with static electricity, too. Sometimes people like to walk across a carpet really quickly in dry weather, and then they go and stick their finger next to an electric socket to see if a little bit of electricity jumps out at their finger. That is also static electricity. Oh, don't try that at home.
Yeah, no. Please don't try that at home. That can be very dangerous. Well, with that in mind, let's move on. Nanotechnology is giving clothing manufacturers a whole new world of fabrics to work with, resulting in high-tech clothing that previously was found only in science fiction. But some speculate that as more companies use nano-enhanced material, clothing will never be the same. Now, there are several things in that sentence we want to talk about. First, to speculate, and you see that word right here on the screen.
All right, so if you're speculating about something, you are maybe imagining different possibilities. It's kind of like the word predict. Although predicting only has to do with the future, speculating can actually be used to talk about the past. For example, some people like to speculate what the world would have been like if there wasn't a certain event. Maybe what would the world be like if there was no Second World War? Mm-hmm. How different would the world be? We're speculating about this.
Exactly. And sometimes we use this word speculate to talk about or discuss possible answers in the future. For example, although no one has confirmed that Tim and Kelly will get married, many people speculate that they probably will.
All right, so think of other ways to use that word speculate. Some speculate that as more companies use nano-enhanced material, clothing will never be the same again. And this is a great phrase that you can learn and that you can use as well. If something is never going to be the same again.
Right, and if something is never the same again, that just means that it's going to be different. And when I see this phrase, it often reminds me of the time that I went on a missions trip, my very first missions trip many years ago, and I came back never the same.
Wait, hold on a second. Where did you go?
Oh, that's a great question. I went to Poland.
Poland?
Yeah, I went to Poland and I worked at an English camp.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
It was so cool. But what was really, really special was when I saw all these people there, I got to tell them about Jesus and they were so excited about hearing about Jesus.
Well, he will change anybody's lives mm-hmm. so that their lives are never the same again. Well, friends, you can use this phrase in many ways. For example, there's this idea of electric cars, right? What if all cars just used electricity and no gas? Well, transportation would never be the same again, right? And we wouldn't have to rely on other countries for our oil. Things would never be the same again.
And of course, here we're talking about clothing. And of course, with nano-enhanced material, clothing will never be the same again. Well, friends, we have more for you right after this.
That's right. So first, let's take a look at what the guys have to share in the info cloud. From the second section, we see this phrase, to be carried out. What does Stephen Ken have to say?
What verb can we use with the noun research? Well, there's always do.
But to say do research is very informal. You might be telling your friends that you're doing some kind of research, but in professional settings, like in an interview, on a resume, or introducing a speaker at a symposium, we might want to consider using the verb conduct or the verb phrase carry out.
Conduct and carry out have very similar meanings, but carry out has the added connotation of completing or accomplishing a task.
Right. If research was carried out, it was done. It was completed. Whereas conduct most often means to perform. Completion is beside the point.
Of course, there's always the verb research, a more direct way to say Dr. Smith conducts research on marine mammals is Dr. Smith researches marine mammals.
Now, carry out has another meaning we should be aware of. When you order food at a restaurant, instead of eating it inside the restaurant, you can take the food away. That's called carry out. In this usage, carry out is just another expression for take out or to go.
如果想要表达做一件事，我们当然可以用 do 这个字，像做研究就是 do research。但 do 毕竟是一个口语的字，若是要在比较正式的场合，我们可以用 conduct 或 carry out 来表示做什么。Conduct 跟 carry out 都有着实施、处理、执行、从事的意思。两者的差别在于 carry out 还带有完成的含义。一个计划如果已经 carried out 就表示已经完成了。Carry out 还有另一个意思我们可以顺便记下来。当你去餐厅要外带，你可以说你要 carry out。那这个用法呢就跟 take out 或 to go 是一样的意思。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom. We are in the middle of a very interesting lesson where we're talking about nanotechnology. And of course, we've already talked about particles that block the sun. That's right, clothing that protects you from the sun and anti-static particles. And some speculate that material using nanotechnology will produce clothing that will never be the same.Well, friends, we have more for you, so let's continue with our reading.
The clothing of the future is here. Concerns. People like Natalie von Getz from the Swiss University, ETH Zurich, are a bit skeptical about the use of nanotechnology in clothing.She explains, We tested whether nanoparticles are released into sweat under laboratory conditions, because if they are, they might be taken up by the skin. This means that the nanoparticles from clothing could enter the body. Getz and others feel that more research into potential dangers needs to be carried out. Otherwise,Some will be unwilling to take the risk even though the clothing is cool.
OK, 接下来我们看这一小段课文一开始的 concern 这个名词。Concern 是指忧虑或担心。例如 concern for the safety of females in this neighborhood is growing.这一代妇女的人身安全令人越来越担忧。Concern 也指关切的事。例如 ,the high inflation is the main concern of the country. 过高的通膨率是这个国家最关切的问题。Concern 也可以当动词意思是指有关系。例如 ,this matter doesn't concern me at all. 这件事情跟我完全没有关系。最后我们看 skeptical 这个形容词。Skeptical 是指批判的、好怀疑的或者是多疑的。例如 ,many people are skeptical about the new tax policy. 许多人对于新的税法都有质疑。 或者是 the critic skeptical reviews of the restaurant affected its business. 这些评论家批判性的评语影响了这家餐厅的生意。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. Okay, now it's time to take a look at the concerns for nanotechnology. Okay, I guess not everybody is excited about nanotechnology. But Rebecca, I'd say it's probably pretty good and healthy to have some concerns about anything that is being developed in the world, right?
Well, absolutely. Every good thing probably has maybe one or two things that other people might be concerned about, including nano-enhanced clothing.
That's right. So we read here about this lady, right? Mm-hmm. People like Natalie von Goetz from the Swiss University ETH Zurich are a bit skeptical about the use of nanotechnology in clothing. And I'm glad for people like her that point out important things like the following. What does she say?
Well, she explains, we tested whether nanoparticles are released into sweat under laboratory conditions because if they are, they might be taken up in the skin. Really?
Exactly.
So, like, absorbed by the skin.
Exactly. So that is her concern. And it's a very good concern, right? You don't want to be wearing clothes that you think are cool and they're nano-enhanced material, right? However, those tiny little particles, if you sweat because it's hot, maybe those particles get caught up with your sweat and go back into your skin. That could actually be very dangerous. So this is a very important concern.
And we see that in our lesson. This means that the nanoparticles from clothing could enter the body. Well, Goetz and others feel that more research into potential dangers needs to be carried out. Now, I want to pause for just a moment and talk about this phrase, potential dangers. What is that all about?
Okay, well, if something is a danger, that means it's dangerous, of course, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what is a potential danger? That means we don't know if it's dangerous yet, but it could be dangerous. So maybe a lot of nanotechnology hasn't really been developed yet, but when people start wearing these pieces of clothing, it could be dangerous. That is a potential danger.
Yes. When I was doing some research for this article, Gabe,
mm-hmm.
I was reading about some of the potential dangers and, of course, these nanoparticles being taken up in the skin. And one article I was reading said that if the nanoparticles are taken up in the skin, they could actually harm some of your important organs in your body.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I imagine that if that happens, there could be a potential danger. You could even get serious diseases or get seriously ill. So this could be a potential danger. Well, friends, what else is a potential danger? What is a potential danger about your job? Or maybe your hobby? Maybe you like scuba diving. Well, there are potential dangers involved there too, right? Rebecca, what's a potential danger when you go scuba diving?
Let's see. Oh, of course, being attacked by a shark.
Yes.
My goodness.
Could be a potential danger depending on where you are. Or maybe you might feel like you might run out of air, right? That could be a potential danger too. Well, friends, think of other ways to use that phrase.
Well, let's continue with our lesson. We read, otherwise, some will be unwilling to take the risk, even though the clothing is cool. Now, we want to take a look at this phrase, to take a risk. If you take a risk, that means you're willing to try something, even if it could be dangerous.
That's right. Something might be dangerous. You're not sure what the result will be. It could affect you positively or it could affect you negatively. One example that comes to my mind is people that invest in stocks, right? 股票. So if you're investing in stocks, you're not sure if you're going to make money or if you're going to lose money. That is taking a risk.
Exactly. And another example might be if you want to start your own business. That is definitely taking a risk as well because you don't know if the business is going to be a success mm-hmm. or if it's going to fail.
You're right. And you know what, actually, Rebecca, people mm-hmm. are afraid of taking risks. Mm-hmm. But a good reminder is that actually we take risks every day. I mean, we have to trust, right? If we're driving on this side of the road, we have to trust that the oncoming traffic is going to stay in their lane. Whenever we cross a street, we're taking a risk. But those are risks that we're willing to take because we think that we're safe.
That's right. Well, friends, why don't you take a few moments and think about some risks that you might be willing to take. But right now, it's time for us to review today's lesson with a review skit.
I hate doing laundry. Dirty clothes are smelly. Just imagine odorless socks. Imagine clothing that washes itself. But that's impossible.
No, it's not. Futuristic clothing like that is here.
Oh, who are you? And what are you?
I'm Nano, and I bring good news.
Oh.
Companies have started incorporating nano-enhanced properties into clothing.
Nano-enhanced properties? What's that?
It's nanotechnology. Manufacturers move around the atoms and molecules, and ta-da! A nanoparticle!
And what's so special about nanoparticles?
We have special features when added to fabric, like UV protection, wrinkle resistance, and more!
Oh!
Nanoparticles of silver are antibacterial, so clothes don't become smelly.
I like that.
In addition, clothes stay soft and last longer.
That's great.
Nanoparticles of silica create a waterproof coating that prevents stains.
That's terrific.
Nanoparticles of sun-blocking chemicals protect the person and the garment from the sun's ultraviolet rays.
That's super.
And anti-static particles can prevent clothes from clinging.
Wow, it's a whole new world.
Yes, thanks to me, the amazing nanoparticle.
Wow, you really are amazing.
And very cool.
Nanoparticles can also be made of sun-blocking chemicals that scatter ultraviolet rays from the sun, so both your garment and you are safe. Or if your clothes cling to you, they won't anymore with nanoparticles that conduct electricity to prevent static. But some are skeptical about using nanotechnology in clothing, as they may be absorbed into the skin and enter the body. That could potentially be dangerous. So more research needs to be done because cool clothing is not worth the risk.
Thank you, Linda. So, Gabe, what kind of clothing would you like to wear?
Okay, well, Rebecca, aside from my odorless socks, which I do have at home, I want stain-free clothing. That way I can spill anything on my shirt, and it'll all come out in the wash.
I'll remember that, Gabe. Well, friends, what kind of clothing would you like to wear? Well, thank you for joining us.
And we'll see you next time right here at
Studio Classroom.
Goodbye.